So I think the big meeting is going to be, can you send dishwasher for love, inspiration, it's power. How about, can you use a tray for dishwasher, can you use your regular dishwasher for Pesach, for who? So that'll be today's fun. So for starters, let's start with the simple, what would be the problem with doing it? Start with Bas V'chol is the easiest. We'll primarily deal with Bas V'chol. What would be the problem? So, number one problem, which is obviously the easiest to get rid of, is that you're going to be, assuming the plates you put in are clean, which they're probably not, but if the plates would be clean, so it would be maflit tam from the milk plates, and it's going to go from, it'll be Sifgimel V'chara. Not really, because, even the Rambam who was Machmer in Sifgimel was only Vasachas. Because I've always made up Zaha Zet.
You're
going to change the water even, what?
You're not doing the same thing.
No, you're not putting them together. Say if you have one dishwasher, now you can do the run of milk, and then you can do the run of flesh. Just like you're in the washing machine with the lights in the dark, so the dishwasher, the milk, and the flesh.
You're assuming that the water is not dispatched there?
And if the water is dispatched.
And then
be more humble. Why?
Maybe
there are moments that
it's
Tzuda, where
it's only Rishon,
because
it's
on
the
Eish,
so then
it's worse. Worse, and when you would ask Zuda Zachazeh?
Because that's like the
Rigon.
Doesn't
have to be
the
end. You're cooking it in order to put the afterwards in there. You're cooking in the flesh of kapot and all this.
Hey, all those who understand that the Rabbah is only coming because of all of it. The Shach was, that's what Rabbah was saying. The Spashal was worse. So I'm saying this one, it could be, it would depend if it was the Spashal, if there's a female there or something, like the water is just like a Pirishon.
But again, you're still dealing with Tambasa went into the plate. From the plate to the water, from the water that dove into the dishwasher, dove into the dishwasher, back to the water, back into the milk plate. You're talking
about the same water. I thought you were using the same water.
No, you can't use the same water in the dishwasher. You're talking about not.
What's the measurement?
Well, the water for that is supposed to fill up your water. It's straight, the little water on the bottom, and then from there it spritzes around.
What comes from the bottom and shoots up?
There's things in it that spin around and puts the water all around it. There's two arms, one on the bottom and one on the right. Yeah. It's nice to you, it's here and it's hatched. So we'll get to that more now, but I'm saying at the moment, so if the plates are clean, Lahar doesn't make a difference what the dishwasher is. You'd have to be really creative to ask it. And we'll add to that, even though Lahar is not really serve for it, but it's not really even so clear how flay-shaped your flay-shaped plates really are. Like silverware, because most of the time using plates and silverware for cliché. Plates are cliché. Silverware, you're mainly, your soup spoon using soups are cliché. Your fork used to sort of eat the rice or whatever it is, the rice is a cliché. Even you're going to say Dover Gosh, but Dover Gosh was a machaikis, and then you have to talk about it, so it's next, you're going to go klipo, and then Mogan Avon said the klipo at the maker mifla is only a chumra ba'alma.
You know the value
you're going to be. And we'll see when we get to Tafnir al Mahabur Manish passes Rib Teshmisha. Either Rabbos only Machu Chatchila from Rib Teshmisha. Mikra Adin Meshazi also holds the Ikra Adin is Rib Teshmisha. It's Zichor by Agol. I'm saying that it's Zichor Roy used for Klisheni. It's not clear how much it's used for Klisheni. It's not clear if it's ever used for real Klisheni. Certainly not more than Kitay Klipo.
I mean, there's a heck of a Shabbat.
Today, yeah. I mean, again, practically speaking, when is our plate ever clean? The truth is, it's not 100%. Bisman is, it would be. What?
Why don't you don't put your pot there? You don't put pots in there?
I'm sure you don't put pots in there. It doesn't get clean. Stuff's too caked on, it doesn't come off the dishwasher. I'm saying.
Not so sure.
You have serving, you have a kochlafel, you have a ladle.
I'm saying, somebody
please. So you may have one spoon in there that may have once been in a klirishon, but to sue,
Say, Mishnah had 10 essences
in the Purvis Van saying, Mitzias is, tell me, what do you have? How much of the stuff in your dishwasher is below the Klirishim?
No, but he's saying, this is what Hector says, the Shaka yeah. ended, even Kalim that are always
Forks and screwdriver, if you have serving utensils, they're also that basically not a cremation. It's hard to see what the problem with it.
What am I trying to
do? To get them shiny. So the answer is that most of your flesh plates will be tired anyway. So if we're talking about bleat this from the plate, some of the spoons, whatever, it's hard to... that's not the problem with the dishwasher. I think that's easy. Now we can move on to the next time. The more the gay problem is that most people don't put their plates in when they're already clean. And there's some mamashas on the plates and on the forks and whatever it is when they come from the dishwasher. So the question is, what's that mamashas going to do? So now we'll get more a little bit of the mitzvahs. Is the way dishwashers work, there's a big difference between American dishwashers and European Israeli dishwashers. But American dishwashers draw heat from the hot water heater in the house. They have a hot water tank, and they don't have their own heating element. Israeli and European dishwashers have a heating element at the bottom, and they only draw cold water from the cold tank. Unless you're fond of that stuff. So, American ones are probably connected to two, because you don't want to... There's different temperature settings. There's warm and there's cool. There's warm, how else is it going to adjust if it's not mixing hot and cold? Please make some turkey to that.
Is burning oil in dishwasher?
No. There's different settings. I have a digital dishwasher. I'm going to say you can set it at 40 or 50 or at 60.
I have temperature
Celsius. No, there's like three different settings.
Okay. So the highest is
60 or 70.
Celsius.
So
that's burning
100? Burning 100. Somewhere between 45 and 80.
Because
Moshe says the chumrah of the Nachmatoyim. What does the 70 different places tell you? Yeah, but you're already being rambus on what the end of the shoe. One of the super halkal is that it's not even Babi yet, so that's okay. But we'll get to that. So what happens is it gets hot water. I can't be 100% sure. The Israeli one, the way it works is the bottom section of the dishwasher, the bottom couple inches, is like a receptacle, and it fills up with water, and there's a coil that heats up the water, and then there's these arms that spin around and spritz the water all over all the dishes. Obviously that bottom area is a clear issue. Not much. Yesh Laden, I suppose. The water spritzing out of these arms is irritably clearishing. Once it hits where it hits directly on the wall of the dishwasher, is definitely going to be eerie. I've never gotten my head inside the dishwasher while I was running, but the way these arms look like they should spin, I would suspect it is Nifsa. I would suspect you don't have a constant flow.
Is it
flow.
To say that it's so hot in here because of that cold? It's kind of like you have a pot with a little bit of water and the whole thing...
That's what I'm trying to get to. Now, Osho wants to... That's what I was saying. So the...
It's not even here.
He wants to tell you that it should be all clean. It should be like a clean region. Let's say I had a clean region that was... Regular pot. It's full two-thirds of the way. And something touches the top third of the diaphragm of the pot. Above the... Why can I get it right? We had the Sugi Shleikin in the beginning of Tzadik days. No one said that's going to be called a cliche. It's the luchayr, it's pashut, that the part of the pot that shalei can get a right to, but the pot itself is on the fire, that's all called dayfer of the klirishim. So you want to declare that maybe the same thing should be here, and the walls of the dishwasher, even though they're 2 feet above that, you know, 2-3 inches of hot water on the bottom, maybe that's all called the dayfer of a klirishim. It's heating the water. Mainly though, the piece of metal that's the side of the machine is all one piece of metal. It's possible that the sides of the dishwasher are getting hot just from the heat, from that boil, that very hot water at the bottom of the dishwasher. He claims, he's in the stop. He says, if the sides of the heat time is like this, if the sides of the dishwasher are hot because of that water on the bottom, from the chayr to the autumn, and then of clearisha. If they're only hot and the water spritzing on them, so then they should have a din like you.
This
is Madani Yosha.
Okay.
Is there any from the wall? Let's say there is. You want to see the Kisa Kinder or whatever? There is there, but again, the question is, would that be enough to get the walls hot, the walls of the dishwasher?
You see that it's hot, right?
And what you basically have to do is you have to stuff up these arms or take them off and run it through a cycle and see if the sides of the dishwasher gets yatsa levis. You have to
stay inside. Yeah.
Well, you run it through a cycle. At the end of the cycle, quick, open and touch the sides. I don't know. He's in the style. I hear the way he breaks down the way he's been attached to Shiloh. I think that it is partial that when you're talking about a dishwasher that's the height of a kitchen counter, basically. So you're talking about it's 3 feet tall, get a top couple inches. You're talking about something, part of the dishwasher is 2 feet, two and a half feet above this 3 inches of hot water on the bottom. I find it hard to believe that. And the hot water is only getting to 60 degrees Celsius. I find it hard to imagine that the sides of the dishwasher up on the top, at least on the top, are getting tiyatsu levis from the water on the bottom itself. So the way...
The coil is
like a... The coil is exposed. When you open it up, you see the coil at the bottom, and the milk is different. The place should be different. So saying, the way he analyzes...
Would it heat up like an oven, though? I'm saying, why would
it need
to heat up
like
just like an oven?
It's not hot enough like an oven. An oven, the coil itself might be 800 degrees. And heating the air of the oven to 500 degrees Fahrenheit. But here, the coil, the heating of the coil, the water from the bottom there, the coil submerged and is only getting 60 degrees.
Sorry, I don't understand. What difference does it make if the walls get hotter?
What difference does it make if they're on the belay?
You're talking about the kelim being
not for the house. We're doing the kelim zafra. You're not bringing your milk to the fresh dishes in at the same time. So in order to have a problem here, what do we have to say? We're going to say that grease or pieces of meat from the fleshed dishes flew to the side of the oven, to the side of the midia. While they were there, they were mavliya fleshed into the side of the dishwasher. Then when you're washing and milking dishes, hot water spritzes on the side of the dishwasher, is maflit that tambasa, which then falls back onto the milking dishes. So if we're going to say that the walls of the dishwasher are never more than a cliché, the ikra hadin, they're never going to become fleshig at all from your fleshig dishes. And they're not going to be mad, they're certainly not going to make the water fleshig from your milking dishes. So if it's only a cliché, then again, the shadow of Bukhari are not really going to start. So on the American one, the one thing I'm not 100% clear how it works on the American one is, again, on mine, the Israeli one, the bottom 3 inches fill up with water, that water heats and then it spritzes, and then there's like a pump that sucks the water out of that bottom, reservoir and spritzes it through these arms. The higher the American one should work, I don't know if it's possible with the American one, the hot water goes straight into the arm. And then the water, when it spritzes, at least the first time, as it's filling with water, when the water spritzes on the side of the dishwasher, it's coming straight from the boiler. In which case, that might still be an eerie clearation. I still think that 90% of the water spritzing around there was just coming off the bottom, which is Lukhari's only cliche. So an American dishwasher, Lukhari, 98% of the water spritzing on the sides is only eerie cliche. And Lukhari shouldn't be your zikr, not be a problem. The only nidin is going to be, so an American one is Lukhari.
The water coming in is not attached to the fish.
And let's say it is. So again, I'm saying that first spritz, you know, the way a dishwasher works is, maybe I wasn't clear enough, a dishwasher doesn't have a constant flow of new water coming in. It takes in, you know, yeah, you can find the specs, I thought to do it, I didn't actually do it today, to look up the technical specs of an average dishwasher, but basically what they do is, they use 5 liters of water in something, it fills up with its circuit spritzes that 5 liters of water around and around and around and around for 10 minutes. Then it drains it out. It fills up with clean water and spritzes that around to wash off all the soapy water and all the grease that was dislodged and was loosened by the soapy water, and then rinses that. So in other words, you don't have new hot water constantly coming in. Then you'd be using 100 liters of water instead of 10 liters. So what they do is, so that first, could be with the American one, that first flow of hot water comes straight from the boiler through the pipe into the arm, spritzes out the arm, bends off the dish, you know, knocks the grease off the dish, hits it up against the wall, all one big reclamation. Hula, maybe. But after everything that happens, that's the first 2 minutes, 3 minutes of the cycle when it's filling up with hot water. From minute number 3 or 4 on, it's just recirculating that same water with no heating element. So that water is vada klisheni, it's not yuri klisheni, or whatever. It's enough.
It's something that gets spritzed the first time,
Yeah. So even if you're going to say, not like Rabbanim or whatever, we're going to call that whole process one big long yuri klisheni and not a nizchal or whatever, and we're going to be chayshers that it in one go picked up a piece of meat, threw it against the side, and was mavliyat straight into the wall, but that's. Mama's not going to need the dirt from flesh. But there's no way it's going to, when you do your milchig, pull that out of the flesh wall and onto a milchig dish all in one big yuru.
Why?
Dishes aren't touching the wall. How is it going to be mafut from the wall and be mafliya that into the milchig dish? How is it going to get the flesh into the
milchig
dish?
It's back to the dish. It's not a
He's talking about, you know, boiling pot of water on the stove, and I'm dunking my dishes into the boiling pot of water. No, it's important to water out of a fleshy kli on the milk, because I'm not going to worry about the water.
It's really
telling
them to come in anyways,
Fine. Then besides, once we sort of what's the meaning of it? Are we made by the Israeli / European machines? There, you could the water on the bottom there requires a clearation, and what's being sucked up and spritzed out of these arms that fly around, and spin around, that's requiring clearation. Now again, I would imagine that it's used as going to be nifsa kakimo. But what was that, even if it isn't? That's when it gets into that. I'm sure saw the Reb Moshe who says that it's only going to be nizchal. Reb Moshe said it's not so partial because most places in Lachaira do not pass him like the Chavos Da. Reb Moshe, we'll go over it any quicker. Reb Moshe basically says discusses it at length in the Tshuva of the Sinks, but he basically passes Tzadi Beis of Zayin. He understands that when the Ramah brings the din of the Tshuva suggestion of nizchal, the Ramah is not paskening that it's mevashel. He's only paskening that it's maful emavliya, not maful umavliya kachas. Because since you have defined as mitzvahness, even though there's a chibur of the nizah, of the zechila, it's not going to be enough to retain bishul. So, because, in other words, what Maisha says is, Iuri Kli Rishon is only the Mashal Kedei Klipa, the inch it hits directly as part of the Iuri. Once it hits there and spreads out, everything that spreads out beyond that inch is already not a real Iuri, and it can't be Mafu to Mafu. So the Melo, he says, even, let's say, with the Israeli dude, I mean, he's describing the American dishwasher, but sort of with the assumption the water's coming straight from the boiler. So we say the same thing on the Israeli one, where it's coming from the receptacle at the bottom and going out the arms. Anything beyond the exact point of impact. So in other words, where would you have a problem? You would only have a problem if it took this piece of meat, flicked it off the plate onto the wall, slammed it on the wall, that spot now is going to be fleshing. That, you know, 1 square inch of the wall there is going to be fleshing. Now, when you're doing your milchigs, if somehow water hit that inch, and somehow, without interruption, went straight onto the milchig dish, which again, how could it do? It can't do that. It was the milchig dish. So, so going to your mashia, it's anyway not, it's not really shy. Maisha, most persons probably are not, did not understand the Ramon and Sani Bey Zayin like Rav Maisha.
But if you answer that spot, then maybe the next Iroi, the water would be usher because it would be mafid into the water. They have three, you need three things to go. You have the fleshik spot, afterwards the nuchik spot, and then the power spot.
Very good, good, good.
There you don't have
to. But let's wait. We'll get there. So according to Rav Maisha's Estakos L'Chayr, again, it's Mamash not Shaykh to really have a problem here. Even if we're not going to take on Rav Maisha, it's still pretty hard to have the angle of a nizchal from the wall of the dishwasher back onto a dish. Without having a nisak akiluach mamish, which in nisak, if it's nisak akiluach mamish, so no matter how you understand the Ramah, there's not going to be a problem of Iwur. So, l'chayr according to Maisha, it's not really shaya that you're going to have a problem of not by not getting back onto the dishes. But as the oil probably saw, the Minchas Yitzchak, and then I'll get that's what I mean, but the Minchas Yitzchak somehow looked at the sink. Again, he usually argued with Maisha on the sinks, but, he had a different status on the sinks. Maisha was looking at the sink, like we just said, you put the fleshig into the sink, and now I'm going to take out the fleshig and put it on the milk dish. How are you going to do that? But he says, wait a minute, so don't do that. But why don't I have the problem King Shimon was bringing around this on? The fleshig was not a fleshig into one part of the sink. When the milk comes afterwards, it's going to be my little milk into that same part of the sink. That's going to be the same part, because if we're talking about Iruv, it's not going to go into the klipa, side depth, side out to the sides, but in a sink, it's certainly reasonable to say that, you're not going to achieve residue from your child in the bottom of the sink. Bottom of the sink's not such a big area, and you'll have some of the macaroni and cheese in the bottom of your sink, and the hot water coming out of the faucet is always hitting more or less the same spot. So you'll have, in that same area, you'll have a busser and you'll call it. Now you'll have busser, the Iri Klirishayin will make Bishol Basar B'chol, and I have 10 Basar B'chol in my pot, and now I'm going to have 10 Isser there. So now, you're going to start losing while you're not by another terror, because it's the Isser B'chol. You're going to have Bliyam Basar B'chol. So, first of all, the bottom of sin, practically speaking, that's possible, that's much more possible to hear, but on the side of a dishwasher, you're going to have to say that the flesh again, and then the moment hit the exact same spot. And now I'm worried that when you're next time you wash into your milk and your flashes, the water's again going to hit that exact spot. And even still, if you have to figure out how it's going to get that isser, so now the water, even if it did, so that water now became osser. So let's say it happened. But now what happened once I flicked the hot water through flashes onto the side of the dishwasher, it was mamliya the flashes into that spot. A different time, it flicked cheese onto the exact same spot, and was mamliya, and it was mamashal in the spot, then the other way of the fleshes. And now I have mamish isura bala in that square inch of the dishwasher. Now, some a different time, I'm going to have my urikli rishon is going to again, the water's going to hit that spot again. It'll be maflet tam isur from the dishwasher. Which is still there, right? And now what's going to happen? That water's going to hit the side, and the lid is going to go down to the bottom, get sucked up into the arm, and flicked on all the dishes again the whole time.
It'll be cooked again,
then. When the Israeli dishwasher is going to get reheated, it's going to be back to the urikli rishon, you throw it on the next dish. I would think that... I would think that in the case of all that happened, which is so impossible such a thing could happen, but whatever that water that hit on the spot that was also the most Bechala, that water is going to be Bechala Bechishim in other water.
Because it could be like, it's much more than one little piece. It could be a lot of places got spritzed up.
Right, you could have a lot of places where Kuk Devos and Emmanuel hit the same place, and then this time each one's going to be...
How much is going into the water anyways? If it's
Kadei Klipa
anyways, it's
going to
be
bottom,
no? Because you
don't say... But again, so we're putting together a lot of chashoshos and chumras and whatever, and it doesn't seem like that should be such a big deal. You know, there certainly should be a lot of mukham to be made for that. If that's the worst we can come up with. So, yeah. Okay, let me just see if I missed anything up to this point.
What would the Minchas Yitzchak say about Menachem's idea about waiting a day in between? Because then you would never have Issa.
Yeah, I remember Issa saying, Menachem is also Lechatchila, and whatever. If you try, basically what Minchas Yitzchak would look at it, Luchara, is I'm cooking a plate in a cliche in a Menachem. A tray for cliche. The dishwasher is a tray for clean.
But maybe it won't become
trash. If I leave the law, he said, I never did Basra Kol within one day. Okay, so can I lechatchila cook meat in my plate, no fugate, and then my pot? Yeah, but I'm going to have the mamashas of Basra and the mamashas of Kol.
I'm not going to eat the plate.
Yeah.
Still need to be masking, no?
What? You'd be masking with chatchila?
You're not doing it to eat.
Can I go to make something? Can I take my fleshy in a vineyard and put milk in it?
Dishes.
Well, I'm putting milk of water. I'm putting milk of water as I fleshy in a vineyard.
What was the Rambam's case about?
What? Okay, but now I'm making my pot balua milk of vineyard and putting fleshy in a vineyard. I'll use the pot again for. Now the Chai should be able to use it even for your office. Only for your office. I should be able to use it again for Basar Ashokal.
What? The dishwasher?
You could do that once, but for the rest of your life, well. It's Tzadi Gimel. What?
It's
Tzadi Dalet. Tzadi Dalet or Tzadi Gimel. Because he's saying that the flesh should be never going to get milk because it's not brought up the Torah.
And you did
it. We're discussing now the possible concern that a piece of flesh in my moshes will be hit by an irreclamation wall that's stuck on the wall of the dishwasher. So that wouldn't be then not, it wouldn't be not brought up in the dishwasher itself. If we look at the dishwasher as a pot, so you're creating tamrishin of basar and tamrishin of chalav in the dishwasher, enoch nami one of them zayna binyan. But you wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't do that with it.
What's the relation of
chish for
that?
I think he's not.
Why is it chishash?
I think so. Let me see if I get back. The same way Rabbi is not worried that maybe Rabbi knows well, maybe you'll have a little piece of flesh. Why? Stop! And I use my dishwasher. I use it for flesh chicken, and then a couple hours after, I use it later for milchus. Maybe a little piece of meat that's stuck somewhere in the corner of the dishwasher is going to land on one of the milchus plates. Much more as some Rabbi is not chayshish for that. So Rabbi could also be chayshish that the milk and the flesh both hit the same spot in the dishwasher. He's not chayshish for that. That's not. That's soon as if not completely lechatchila. Just the same way he's not chayshish, the mamoshes of chayshish will land on the melted plate, which luchar is much more shchiyach the good chashash. And he still is not worried about it. Right, so also went into the nekuda with the other, then it comes the question, can I do all this luchar? It would be not matcha, it's not bernat, which luchar now we're saying is not even not bernat. If you're not bernat, we're going to get the issue of whether it's because there isn't even that by not here. So it should be partial for l'chatchila, you should be able to do this. But I think that there's practically speaking, there's even a bigger chashash than all this, and that's that in the bottom of the, someone mentioned that it's, the grease goes and gets sucked up into this pipe, into the arm that spins around, but then the arm's going to get clogged up with grease, and the holes will get sucked up. So obviously the dishwasher manufacturers were concerned about that problem. They didn't really want pieces of mamoshes of food flying, because otherwise also, what good is your dishwasher doing if it's just throwing the pieces, from the wash cycle and the rinse cycle back on the dishes, and you're going to take out your dishes and they'll still be covered with pieces of the food. So what do they have? The brilliant engineers from Maytag or whoever it is, whoever first came up with the idea. But in the bottom of this receptacle of water, where the heating element is, the Israeli ones, where the outtake pipe that leads up to these arms is, there's a little filter. And that filter traps and catches all the pieces. Now, if you're a real conscientious housewife, which no one in this cradle is, it's not necessarily housewife. But seriously, if you take that out, the same way the in your dryer, there's a little lint filter that says, clean before each load. And I'm sure everybody cleans off the lint filter before every single load of laundry. But if you clean this filter at the bottom from all the particles that are there before each load of dishes, especially before switching from milk to fleshings, so then Elochanami, maybe we talk about have so many chashoshes here like we just talked about, but again, most people don't do that. And if you do ever take out that filter and look at it, there's a lot of mamoshes stuck on it. So it's certainly conceivable that on that filter you'll have mamosh scraps of meat and leftover cottage cheese. And when you run your dishwasher, your mamosh cooking, you could have a kazayis of basa b'chalav stuck on that filter. And your mamosh, besides the isubishal of bishal basa b'chalav, but your mom now, I have a kazayis of basa b'chalav stuck in that filter. And now, I don't know, nowadays they're all into being energy efficient and into being, environmentally efficient and saving on your water bills. And they design dishwashers to use the minimal amount of water possible. And they are not using 170 gallons a minute, like Ramesha says, certainly not in your home one. They're not using 170 gallons a year, probably. And, each load is using, I have to look at the technical specifications, but you thought something like 5 liters. So if you have a kazayis of basa b'chalav there, you won't have shishim in the water connected to that kazayis of basa b'chalav. All of the water will be nasi, and it will be mizdash of the kli rishon. So you'll mamish ham, the water will be nasi chanan from basa b'chalav gomel. And that's the biggest problem here. And unless you're going to say, well, I'll always be careful and to clean out my filter before I switch from milk to flesh, which would then take off that problem, l'chayr. But if you don't do that, then l'chayr, you have mamish a problem of the water you're washing your dishes in is mamish nevei l'gom, b'os b'chol. And again, all the water is pulling through the filter in order to make sure it's not clogging up the holes, not spritzing pieces of meat or whatever back on your dishes. The water all passes through. This filter is sitting in the bottom of the receptacle where the heating element is, where the pipe is coming out to circulate the water.
What Why doesn't it just throw out everything, all the water? Because it wants to use it again.
Yeah, it comes, it's recycling the water. You don't want
while it's spritzing it back up, digging it down, it's filtering it.
That's right. The water before, when the water goes down, before it, the pipe that sucks it up to go again, it passes it through the filter. So all the water is constantly passing through all this gunk stuck on the filter. So that's the biggest problem. Muhar, in my opinion. So now we get into the next nekuda, which...
Why isn't anyone ma'ir this?
Why isn't anyone ma'ir this? That's a good question. I don't know.
Was it always like this? Like the,
I can't tell you what it always was. I can tell you... The first dishwasher I ever bothered noticing was a filter. It was one of my parents' house I never noticed. The one I noticed was the one I brought. I have my Fleischig dishwasher, which I brought in my lift when I made a lift 15 years ago. So it has a filter in the bottom. So I can tell you that for 15 years, your standard GE or Maytag or whatever it is, dishwasher, European model alone, because it's a heating element, 220, it has this filter in the bottom. I don't know when Ramosha wrote his tshuva about dishwashers in the 60s or whatever that they had, but I don't know commercial dishwashers have. But again, I imagine just from practically speaking, they should have thought it. They should have noticed a while ago that, you know, it seems like a very logical thing to do. So yes, the first models of dishwashers might not have had it, but it doesn't sound like some new high-tech invention. It's ran at least 15 years, and I would imagine...
Is there any problem against that?
Okay, so now we'll get to the next issue here, which is...
After that,
if
you have clean water going through there, it cleans off the
pigments. Yeah, so now we'll get to the next issue. Let's talk about soap. Let's get
some separate filter for milk conflations.
Okay.
Simpler.
Instead of cleaning it out, however. I mean, again, you have to remember to always change your filter. For sure, the Mogen Avraham is not going to like it. Mogen Avraham is not to kasher kelim back and forth between both of those fleshes, because you might freak out which one it is. Zecher, the mice is, anyone who's doing that's going to freak out. You're going to freak out. Which filter is the dishwasher? Is it the Milford one or the fleshes one?
Well,
right. The red dot on the other. Okay. If you remember to do that, my experience, I remember more from the mother than anything else. But if you want to know what works for that, is go get nail polish. Not for yours, don't put red and blue nail polish on your nail, but for sticking on. Otherwise, cause if you use just like a marker, it's going to wash off in the dishwasher, because it's water and soap going over it, and then it's going to wash right off. But nail polish, it stays on much better. What?
But you carve it out.
You could carve it in, yeah, okay. Fine, that would also work if you were to consider carving it.
You said before that the muscle would live within the walls, and then the fabric live in the walls, but still a very hard chance to go back into the plates, right?
Right.
But I'm wondering if that's like, is it similar to what the muscle is in the design? You know, that'll be on a kedera of a goy, because it couldn't be possible to live within the walls, and you're in the fascia of muscle b'chola. So if he's that, I mean, you could be... But every time you run a dishwasher, maybe you have to be chayshin, so that you could be muscle b'chola.
Maybe using the same dishwasher for both inflations might be a chashash of the chumrah of the Ramon Pezai that no one really understood or whatever it was, don't get me wrong. I didn't even feel I had to say it, but I would only say it at the end. If I was writing this and publishing it somewhere, I would say it at the beginning and the end, and some would throw it in the middle somewhere. Don't get me wrong, I can reassure you before we start the Chabura, if you come ask me, Lamaisa, can I use my dishwasher for milk inflation, Pesach, tray for whatever? No, don't do it. But I want to know from the sugya. Mi'ikr hadin, makom hafsidu, b'shas adchak, whatever it is. Is there a makom to be made with mi'ikr hadin? You know, so far we haven't found a makom hafsidu. But, again, practically speaking, I'm not going to tell you to do it. Whether it's the Chumra of the Ramah,
What about Parashat?
Let's wait till the end before we talk about Mashallah Hamais. I was just saying as a disclaimer. Everything we're doing here is big time, is the Torah's learning, and not big time. The ending will say Hamais. But at the moment, I do not tell people these things. As a matter of fact, whenever people ask me in the past, I always told them that the way we're holding right now is that even though Ramosha's master dishwashers, but he doesn't take into account the trap, the filter at the bottom, which is full of mamoshas, and the mela, even if it's stainless, even if it says it's stainless steel, don't use it for milk inflation. Don't even cash it. I tell people not even to cash the dishwashers. But you can't clean them properly. Rebbeinu says you can kasher, if it's stainless, you can kasher. Just a side point. Rebbeinu says if it's porcelain, you can kasher, if it's stainless, you can kasher. The number one is, even the stainless dishwashers today, the home ones, I can't tell you commercial, I can't tell you what stainless ones, the aluminum ones were like in Rebbeinu's days, but today, first of all, every stainless dishwasher that I've ever seen has plastic parts in it. Whether it's the receptacle to hold the soap, there's a little screw cap over where you put the salt in places with hard water, whether it's the runners for the racks, they're all those plastic pieces. Rebbeinu is l'shitasei holds the plastic cannot be kashered like charis. Most places will argue with Rebbeinu than Rebbeinu on that chumra of Rebbeinu, but l'maaseh Rebbeinu holds you can't kasher plastic. But it's just more serious of a problem is with all these different pieces, you can't clear out all the mamashas, so you can't kasher anything. You can't clean out from mamashas. Besides which, the people who are saying on voshtet in the Gris Maisha, which is always a mistake, just do voshtet, but they always forget the part that Maisha says, which people readily notice, is that Maisha says you can't just run your dishwasher, you have to throw your Evamalub. Which nobody throws an Evamalub in the dishwasher. The dishwashers don't get up to 100 degrees, they don't boil. No.
And
as much as it did in all the time I have people tell me, my rabbi said, you know, that the Moshe says that it's the stainless dishwashing community can kasher it. So that's what I've always done is I just, you know, and now I want to know, but I once forgot to kind of, you know, whatever.
Can we eat hot food on our plates?
Yeah, I mean, some killing it in the yam or whatever it is. Changing and plates are easy to get out of. You're reading by a very modern relative. Let's say the non-league, they keep kosher, they eat a lot of shame and dough. It's better to ask them to use plastic plates or whatever it is. But I'll stop killing if they have or whatever. It's very easy to get out of. The plates are the least of your problem. Fine. So now we get into the last nikud, one I find the last nikud. Not much time for any other nikudas anyway. But it's the setup. Which is Siddalas. We finished Siddgimel. Siddgimel, we knocked off all the reasons to be knocked from Siddgimel itself. We just have this practical problem of the tramp. But then we have Siddalas. What are you going to do with the soap in the dishwasher? Now, it was Miras and Igri. Everywhere, Ramesha had, offhand, I remember off, what was it, 4 chubas in the dishwasher, 6 chubas in the dishwashers. Ramesha never mentioned once that people put soap in dishwashers. It seemed very, very surprising to me that Ramesh didn't throw that out. At least as a tzur, yeah, I know it's a machlaik of the Shachat Taz, don't like the soap or whatever it is, but, you know, it is not, the Aram Shul, Ramesh always says the Aram Shul, the Aram Shul, you know, the Pasha, I mean, why didn't he at least mention as a tzur that they put soap in the dishwasher? I mean, Ramesh's dishwashers were soapless, I find it hard to imagine. I found it very surprising, I don't know what to make of it, but. By the way, let's just talk, Lamaisa, what does the soap help you? Does the soap help us? So Meister, the Mechaber says, yeah, soap, what's the problem? Put the soap in his mouth. It's all fine and dandy. Shachan Taz didn't like that. And the Shachan Taz both said, no, soap's not going to help you with that. I should say soap. Afer's not going to help you with that. L'chayit Mavua from pretty much all that Achrayim, that the Machlekes Shachan Taz and the Mechaber is not Chloe's Digashayla of Kedavra Chloe Gemur. Everyone would agree that if you used bleach, used Ekonomica, and which is a davar poigim b'chol hadeis is going to totally ruin your food and your dishwasher, but your pot or whatever. But that would be no sofik. If you wash your milk and fleishig dishes together in the pot at the same in this clean rishon at the same time in economica, there's no question that whatever fleishig bleis go in economica, milk and bleis go the nixol miachil is kelov miad, and there's no way that the milk and the fleishig dishes are going to answer each other. I don't think that there's any doubt that the Shachat Taz would agree with that. The question is, how problem is this Afer? How much Kayak of Pagima does the Afer have to be putting in the Tambas and the Tamchol? So then we get into the very practical question, is how does our soap compare to the Afer of the Shachat Taz? And the simple answer is, you have to test that, I suppose. And, first of all, they always put their non-toxic, and they have hypoallergenic, and they add all these nice flavors, and scents, and whatever to them, like lemon blossoms, and verbe's boss. Does that mean that they're not so plaguing the food anymore? you know, I don't know. I mean, still, your kids don't like it if you wash the mouth out with soap. And it's sort of the point that, you know, if you don't wash it, if you didn't rinse it well, you have some soap suds left on it. You know, it certainly doesn't taste like what you want it to taste like. Is that, you know, worse than the afer of the machaber or the shakan taz? I don't know. I don't know if it's worse, better, if it's more problem, less problem, or the same as the afer.
Afer doesn't have the...
I mean, you've ever tried to drink water that's full of ash? I don't know how much ash was in your water.
Yeah, fish above, air fish above.
It's not as bad as it is. As he said, it's very nice that maybe when the soap's there that it's going to answer, but what's going to be the rinse cycle? The rinse cycle washes out the soap. Now, the doctor isn't saying, so in the rinse cycle, after you wash the soap, this food that's sitting there in the filter, these pieces of food in the filter, so when they got the soap, and it was probably good. Now when you go to the rinse and it rinses out the soap, do they go back to tasting decent? I don't know. I never really tried taking scraps of food out of the filter eating.
Somebody told me that he ate a bisley after it came out of the wash. He said that first it has a, but it has a rinse cycle afterwards, and he said it tasted fine.
So the same way it rinses all the soap suds off your plates, and or in your washing machine out of your clothes, if it washes all this gutter plate them out of the sherry, the leftover food, you could have a problem with that, potentially. Another issue, another problem you'll have, is the way the dishwashers I'm familiar with work, is that you're supposed to do, is that there's a little, the soap goes in this little plastic drawer, or this plastic lid, which latches closed. You put in the soap, and you snap it closed. You put it on, it brings in the water, fills it up with the water, starts heating the water, and then at some point, it pops open and releases the soap. I don't know. The heat, the pressure, I don't know. But it is certainly very possible that you have hot water circulating in your dishwasher before the soap dish opens the hot. The more modern way of doing it even is, instead of pouring this soap powder into a little dish, is you buy like a block of soap, these cubes, and you put that on the bottom. Now until the cube dissolves, the water is regular water. So again, I don't know exactly how quickly it dissolves once the water gets warm or hot, but it's certainly possible that there's a period of time when you have hot water spritzing around and it's not potent at all, in which case the soap's not helping you for that. L'chaira, the Pesachei Tshuva, the Mechilas Friday, even though he says it's nice svar to be machalik between Isser and Masa B'chalav, I think it's muhav that the Shachan Taz did not hold of that, from the Tzushtels to Hagolas Chaynidian and to the Chaylev, the Eifer and the Chaylev, they understood the Mechaber was being matter even Isser, and they would ask for even Masa B'chalav. So the Pesachei, it might be in that half a nice Hachrola Maisa, it's not the kavana of the Shulchan Aruch or of the it's not the and also just to point out also in Tzadi Beis the Pesachei Tshuva there brought the Berhetiv who mentioned by Nizchal the only problem with Nizchal is if the kira there was clean but if there's Efer it's going to be mutter the Berhetiv and the Pesachei Tshuva said that's not so pasha kachal because Zichah over here the only time we find we're Seimach on the Efer to be Pagim is the plitus in the mind, but not the chafza leg. So to say that in other words, without plates, when you wash the plates, we're worried here what? That when you wash the fleshic plates, the fleshic bleus went in the water. So for that, the Mechaber says, but since the water is problem, because the afer in it, so those bleus in the water are bleus kabumais, and they can't ask for the milk dish. But to say that the milk that's nizchal on the kira is going to become milk that's nifso me'achil is kelim, or nifso me'achil is ain't a royal agar, He says, Mehecha Tesen, the Eifer does that. It certainly does it faster than the milk's going to go into this Kedera than into this Kalander. So, because the Ketubah says that. So what in here is these pieces of meat. So even the Machaber certainly never said that, but listen to Tzitz. But the Machaber never told me, the way the Pesach Ketubah there is interpreting it, that the Eifer would be played in these pieces of meat sitting in the drain. So when you then, again, when you get to the next cycle, where there's no soap in the water, so now the tam they're going to give off could be still tam l'shvach, and the water is not, there's nothing in the water to be piped in them. Again, you have to go to Metzias. It could be, certainly after it sits there for a week or whatever, it's probably totally disgusting or whatever. But, if you just did the loaf and one, if you did milk and fleshings a couple of hours one after the other, it's certainly possible you can wash out all the soap and it's edible. It's not a problem at all. So, l'chayr, it's going to be hard to imagine based on the soap alone. But the mice is, I don't know if we still, I think maybe you can get out of this problem, even if you don't change your filter. Because, as we mentioned, Nachshol mentioned at the beginning, the oil certainly was the point that we have a couple of tzivufim still here, still left here. Number one is, it's not really clear, b'chol, we're only getting to Safek Yatzilek. The dishwasher, I don't think any dishwasher gets to 80 degrees. So nothing in the dishwasher is ever more than Safek Yatzilek. Which about a lot more.
Once it hits 45, that's already suffix?
45 is already suffix. Until 80, it's still only a suffix.
Ah, since there's been no cold cycle, it must be cold.
Yeah. When I bought money and I tried that particular name, the coldest cold cycle, it wouldn't go with it. I originally had a half a meter thinking maybe you could do Paris and Lofus in the same dishwasher. I figured if you do the Paris only cold, I never did it. I decided that not to do it. I was worried about my moshes. But that was my happiness. If I only do the power on a 40 degree cycle, which is warm, it's warm enough hopefully to clean it, but cool enough that it's vada and not yamsilatis, that would have been my idea. But then it turned out that it's the rinse is 40, but the wash is 50 or something. It was the coldest cycle I had. So I never did that. But that was one of my considerations. If it would never have gotten above 40 degrees, so I don't know, what could be wrong? It's Simon. The only thing you'd be worried is if there's going to be remnants of cottage cheese stuck in the filter, they're going to get tossed on the powers, and they're not going to get rinsed off somehow in the rinse cycle. And when you take out your power mixing bowl, there's not going to be a little piece of cottage cheese stuck on the corner.
They won't see it, and won't be
able to. That would be the only chashash. I would be so worried about that. But, but I still do it, I don't know. But I wouldn't hear that as a real chashash.
And the Rashba that says, less than Yatsa, let us go.
That's a home run. I'm not so worried about that. I'm not so worried about the Rashba. I mean, it's not worse than Suffolk Yatsa, let us. So you have Suffolk Yatsa, let us. Now, what else do I have here is, again, here's where I can. No, but still. When this water, let's say the water is Mamash Chanan, but when that water hits the plates, it's hitting a Biur Klirish. The water hitting the plates isn't more than Iur. Right? Iur Klirish, the Mice, the Prima Golden told us in a couple of places, is a Sveika Dedina if it's Mavashal now. Mavli it is now, so it would be Mavli. But Mavashal, it's only a Sveika Dedina. The Prima Golden Lamaisa told me, in any case you have a Sofik, including Sofik Yatzer Levis boy, we can be Saibach on Rabbeinu Tam, that Ena Ben Yoyba gets, he's not going to help because my Mamosh is sitting there. He says, you can be Saibach on Rabbeinu Tam, that Ova Laila is already Ena Ben Yoyba. So that if you did your Fleishigs by night, you did your Fleishig dishes after supper, and I want to do my milk and dishes for breakfast, if you cleaned out the filter at least, we understood it wasn't such a problem, but you have a sex egg, you. Maybe the halach is a greater time of intervention, right? And anyway, maybe it's not yatsu levis, but yeah, it's not going to help you though if the filter is dirty. Also, the Chamud of Daniel says whenever you have self against a levis boy, you can be simach on the Rambah to say that hadachah be'irui is not a problem, not enough. But again, that's only helping you worry about that part now. If the problem is this mamoshes in the filter. So kolzman, if the mice, the bottom line is it seems to be kolzman, there's nothing to be chayshish, to be a mamash bus b'chol in your filter, that I don't see any way of getting around it. If you clean out your filter, we'll hire them this harbe habe tzirufim to be made.
And the diabet.
Somebody washed it. If someone washed it, they didn't clean the filter before they cleaned it. And you check the filter after and? Check the filter afterwards. If the filter is reasonably clean, so the Lachar Pah Lema Zekin Array, I said, maybe the filter was dirty then, pumped all that dirt, managed to go down the drain right after that. You know, it didn't go, between the flashes and milk, it was still stuck there on the filter, but after the milk, then it all went down the drain, and now you don't see it. That would be Lema Zekin Array. But if I check the filter and it's taka full of crud and food remnants or whatever it is, what? The bus will have to take the water? You have to know. How much
say you wouldn't say that each part could be Musser. You would look at it as one big stream.
It's submerged under that water. So whatever, however much water you're dish, you are. So if
you wouldn't say the first part becomes Musser and then Musser and then Musser.
No, because it fills up, especially the Israeli dishwasher, it fills up with cold water and then heats it. No, but the truth is, I'll tell you where you're going to have a problem. Let's say it holds 5 liters of water. But half that water, let's say, is flying around. So it's very possible that you'll have there's certain points of time when there's only 2 or 3 liters or less sitting in that receptacle at the bottom. So you have to know when it's in the middle of spritzing, what's the least amount of water. You could have a significant amount. If you only have 1 liter of water, let's say you have 1 liter of water in the bottom. So what's shishim of a liter of water? I'm talking about 15 cc's. 15 cc's is pretty small. You could have 15 cc's in one washes.
You only have a liter of water?
You have to have vitamin C's. Potentially you have a problem. So yes, yeah, so if your filter is dirty, then you can't be mavar without being mavar. Again, if you're mavar, then it's cleaner. If you're mavar, then there's shishim connected. There was always shishim connected. The same, you could be mavar, but a hagel of hatchila to be samach on that, I still think you should be mavar. To be a mokum lohap if you're mavar with the shishim or that it was really clean or whatever.
Same for the mishim
and
after
the shishim. No, my problem is that you can have it sitting about namish bosom.
You
have a clump of bosom b'chol sitting in the hot water. That's a soft thing. You have a soft thing there. So the soft. I'm even willing to give you the soap as a soft. But it's never possible that the guck there is problem. I'll soap even without the soap, depending on what it's sitting there, whatever. But you're getting yourself into a soft. The problem is you're getting yourself mamash into a soft with the rice. So anytime you have a suffix deraisa here, it's zikra al amekul al misarai. You have to be moichiyach that there's no problem in order to be matur. And I can't even, standing here in the room talking about a theoretical case, I can't tell you that it's muchach that you're not good, that you're going to have shishim or whatever, or that the bas b'chol is going to be a problem. If you're mavaren it is, so the same is, you can imagine that case. So it's amal b'chatchim, you can't.
If somebody forgot to put in like one school,
So there is much more not going on. What?
Shishim gets milchitz on one spoon.
Shishim gets milchitz on one spoon.
Mamoshes on that.
Yeah, that thing is much more. In other words, the not uncommon case, which is also sort of gibel, is you found, you know, your milchitz floor in the flashing dishwasher, which there you don't have much of the sekseka there. It was matter. We were matter in general, said Gimel. But at least the milk spoon in that case, the milk spoon in the flesh of dishwasher. The milk spoon, yes, you should be magil. Should you have gold on? But the flesh, this flesh is somewhere where you don't have to worry about it. Fine. So in this case, in the case of the dishwasher, you have to be mavar with how much dirt's there or whatever it is. But l'chayr, no, if the chashash is a significant mamoshes in the filter, then l'chayr, it should even be a suffix, but even with the evik, it should be a suffix. Suffix deraisa, and it's sort of viewer to be matter, even with the evik. But if you get out of that, if you did change the filter, let's say, if you clean the filter in between, then we have a lot of makom lahakil. We talked about all the, you know, whether they're not bardat, whether the, what's the chances it's all hitting in the same place, and it's going to hit with an irik klivishin. We talked about the safik atzeledas boy and the problem from the soap, because then also now once it's not bardat, the soap's for sure going to, then you have makom to at least be mitzara, at least be mitzara shittas machaber, even if we don't pass shittas machaber. Which, even though the Archer Shulchan did, Chachas on the Zestiru, but Mokum has to remove these vehicles.
If it's going to start, there's going to be a puddle of cold water on the banner, so some of there's going to be already soap in the Zestiru already. Until it heats up, it's...
And yeah, I don't know if the soap comes out until it gets hot. I think it's hot first and then the soap comes out.
So if you throw the rack, if you throw the...
If you go over there and remove it?
No, you throw the...
You put that in the can and turn it on. But I think that it also, I don't know how many minutes it takes to dissolve, and I don't know how many minutes it takes to heat up the water to Yatsa Levis Boy. But again, it's certainly possible that the water gets to Yatsa Levis Boy before enough of the soap dissolves into the water to be plugged in the water to the point where it'll be plugged in the tablet. So it's possible. If it's a soft deraisa, I don't see anything to be. If there's mamashes of boss, mamashes of chol, not shishim connected them, sitting in that underwater there, I don't see how you can be not yet. But if you get out of that chashash, so then I think that you can very easily be not yet. Again, even if you're going to tell me, I'm the type, I always remember, and I'm going to clean my filter every time, or whatever it is, still don't do it.
Even for Pesach?
For sure for Pesach. Pesach's the most chol.
No, but if he cleaned it,
Pesach was the
most massive.
Once in a year.
Nice in time of God. Pesach's worse than the veil and worse than Basel Bahal. So Pesach's the worst.
We're also asked to answer on Nice in time of God. You can't capture it, so. No?
What?
I don't know,
but Pesach? Pesach? Yeah. Since we're not working Nice in time of God. Yeah, sorry, you're sorry. It says Nice in time
of God. But bleach and that and the.
If you took your dishwasher and you scrubbed it clean with Easy Off, and then you filled it up with bleach and threw it in Ever Malubin, and then did Adol a second time with plain water in Ever Malubin, so the same, maybe you're welcome to make. You still have to change the filter, probably, because you can't clean it because of all the little holes. You can't kasher something like the filter. We'll see when we do Adol scale. You can't kasher a filter. Blah, because there's too many small holes, you can't clean it properly. But if you replace the filter for maybe whatever, yeah, maybe you could, but still don't do it. Fine. I think we used enough time, and I think we covered all the important points, and I think I have a sneaking suspicion. I'll just not ask. I don't really know what the name of saying yet. But, the people don't raise their hand, they'll be embarrassed. So, though we should try to do it tomorrow morning, I think you can finish with one Seder. And then start Chazara. I hope we can finish the Chazara by Shabbos. Again, we'll talk about it again Thursday and see. We'll be realistic if people still need Sunday to finish the Chazara and give Sunday. But I'd like to start